Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
33rd team NFL analyst Steve Palazzolo on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Steve, should Steelers fans be excited about Adam Thielen?
I don't know about excitement, but I think he could fit a little bit of what they need. Underneath, a guy who could get open underneath, a guy who can maybe get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers, do what he needs, and allow DK Metcalf to create a little bit more down the field, where I think that's his strength. And, you know, the Steelers haven't completed a downfield pass in over a month. So let DK, you know, do his work, you know, beyond 20 yards.
Steve, how bad or unusual is that in today's NFL, that last stat that you just read off? Because it sounds awful when you say it out loud, but I just wonder if it's actually as awful as you make it seem.
I don't know how many other teams have gone five straight games without completing one, but like if you look at Mahomes' stats over the last 2 years, 20 plus yards, like I know in 2023 when they won the Super Bowl, he had the second lowest passer rating in the NFL on 20 plus yard throws, and he wasn't much better last year. And so it's not like you can't create offense in today's NFL throwing the ball underneath, but it obviously helps to be able to stretch the field and do something. So it's not completely uncommon, but yeah. You know, the Steelers relying so much on yards after the catch right now. You could tell like how inconsistent that offense is. They need a couple explosives here and there.
What's a valid criticism of DK Metcalf right now, in your opinion?
He's never really been a great all-around complete receiver. He's always been
well, that's not great because you're paying him elite number one wide receiver monies, dude.
Yeah, but he's averaging like 15 yards per reception in his career or whatever it is. Like, I would pay for that. That's a Mike Evans type of, like, Mike Evans is a better all-around receiver, but if you know you're going to get post routes, go balls, catch a couple slants here and there, like, I'm okay paying that for DK Metcalf, but you need a compliment. So, you know, Adam Thielen from 2018 would be awesome. That was a great tweet the other day.
Yes, it was.
Adam Thielen would be incredible maybe 2 or 3 years ago as a compliment to DK Metcalf. DK's always had that. So that's a fair criticism. Like, he's always had Tyler Lockett on the opposite side or JSN last year. He always had someone else to be the uber possession guy so that DK could be the deep threat and just be good at what he is. So the criticism is he's not that high volume receiver, but I think we knew that going in. And, you know, it's partly you, I know you've been talking about it all year, wide receiver two for the Steelers. They don't have that, so there's more pressure on DK probably than he can handle.
They tried to sell us on the idea that you don't need a wide receiver two because the tight ends can be wide receiver two. Like, one big complaint here all week has been the disappearing act of Pat Freiermuth in the Steelers' offense this year, where he can't get on the field. Jonnu Smith plays ahead of him. Rodgers comes out after Sunday's game and rips Jonnu Smith to shreds. His numbers have been terrible here. He just seems like a guy that Arthur Smith loves and always finds a way to get on the field. Take me through that, Steve. Is it a real complaint of Steelers fans to be down on the offense for not having Freiermuth out there more?
Yeah, I have not understood why Freiermuth hasn't been a part the entire time. And you could say, hey, the emergence of Darnell Washington, but it's like, yeah, those should be the top two tight ends. It should be both of those guys. And it should be both of those guys stressing the defense, and DK Metcalf stressing the defense and creating mismatches with, you know, two big tight ends who are pretty good. Darnell becoming a decent receiving option now. Freiermuth has always been a good run the seam type of receiving weapon, and then DK on the outside. You still have questions at the other receiver spot, but yeah, it's as curious to me as it is for Steelers fans why Freiermuth hasn't been a bigger part of the offense.
Rodgers said they don't throw the ball to the middle of the field because guys don't get open there. My rebuttal is, well, then guys haven't gotten open there for years because the Steelers offense never really wants to throw the ball to the middle of the field. What's your thought on that?
It's just a fascinating question around the NFL, because the same thing is happening in, say, Philadelphia, where Jalen Hurts has had a different offensive coordinator every year.
Yep.
And the offense morphs into the same thing with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, where they're just throw the ball outside the numbers, and they don't attack the middle of the field, and they don't scheme it open. And I feel like the same thing's happening in Pittsburgh. It's like, well, Matt Canada was the problem. It's like, why is the offense always morphing? So is that Tomlin?
Yes.
But look, Aaron Rodgers has had some of those same questions as well, where his offenses have become a little bit too predictable. They don't scheme it open. He just likes to throw outside the numbers, one-on-one balls. And the only time he came out of that was with Matt LaFleur in 2020 and 21.
So it sounds like those two were a match made in heaven, though, then, Tomlin and Rodgers. Play risk-averse football, play conservative, yeah. Don't turn the ball over, and they both have the same philosophy on things at this point. How about Darius Slay? Were you a guy that said this is a good move or bad move when it happened? Be honest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought it was good at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, was it you or someone else said, like, the expectations were really high for the Steelers? My expectations weren't really high, but I thought he could still play. I thought he could man up on the outside a little bit. I thought him and Jalen Ramsey could both add some versatility on the back end. We've seen Ramsey's versatility, and, you know, with Slay, it just didn't work out, man. It's tough. Like, when guys get into their 30s, it's tough to know when they're going to completely lose it.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, even NFL teams struggle to model that and project it. You have a guy like Bobby Wagner who's still going for the most part, and you have other guys that
Cam Hayward.
They just hit a wall.
Cam's still going. Yeah, we've seen a little bit of the younger Palazzolo here.
Get out, kid.
In this interview.
I got the 5 and 6-year-old
Steve
running around here.
Hey, I don't know if you guys do this. Donnie doesn't have kids yet. I was telling Chris this yesterday. We're already threatening our daughter with, like, Santa phone calls and naughty and nice lists and things like that. Like, we're already full blown into that season where we need to use these weapons to get you to behave better.
Yeah. Every season has their own weapons. You're not going to the pool in the summer.
You're not getting candy for Halloween.
Yeah. Candy for Halloween. That's it. You got to use all of them, and they still don't work, as you can see. Got kids running around. They're supposed to be cleaning the house.
Steve, this is supposed to be the best defense in the NFL. the money spent on it, the names they have in it. Why do you think it's not even good? Why do you think it's average?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they lean into all of the talent that they have, right? I mean, the fact that they have three legitimate edge rushers. I know, you know, Harmon's been banged up, but they've got good interior rushers. You see other defenses around the league. You see the Packers moving Micah Parsons around. You see the Vikings. All they do is create indecision with Brian Flores, create indecision on the offense and move their pass rushers around and create mismatches. And the Steelers have never been about that. It's like TJ lines up here and it's Highsmith and Herbig on the other side. And there's no mismatches being created with all of their pass rushers. It feels like all of the linebackers have been staring at each other all year saying, it's your fault, it's my fault, it's your coverage, it's my coverage. No one's communicating well. So there's multiple issues, but all year it's felt like this disconnect where you have this great pass rush. You have decent coverage players. Even if they were aging, they should at least be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And so it should have been a much better defense, but it does feel a little archaic and not creative. And it just feels like good offenses, much like the last 5+ years, have just had a really good beat on this defense when they need to.
Steve, offer up a prediction on this AFC North tilt between the Steelers and Ravens. What do you think?
I got the Ravens in a close one. I know they don't look as strong as they have the last few years. They've beaten up on some bad teams. They still have major weaknesses. They have pass rush issues. But I think the Ravens are still a slightly better team. They'll be able to run the ball. And if Lamar doesn't implode again from a turnover perspective, I think the Ravens by, you know, 3 points or so is a fair prediction.
Steve, I got two things for you before we let you go. First, I know you'll appreciate this one. I was just joking with Pony before we brought you on that you're like the Kevin Nash of football analytics. I think you should go
I'll take
with
it.
That. I mean, you're like 6'10", aren't you?
Because I'm 7 foot?
Yes.
Because I'm 7 feet tall, or I like to take over, make myself look good.
Yeah, all that, I think.
I was going to say you could go with Kevin Nash or Big Scott Hall, whichever guy you wanted to go with there.
Yeah,
then the other one, since you are a former pitcher by trade, we were joking about...
We were naming some dudes during the break.
And I brought up the name Boof Bonzer. Do you remember him?
I think former PFFer Eric Eager used to always say that I looked like Boof Bonzer. I think he pulled that out. No, it was Sidney Ponson. He used to always...
The ex-Orioles pitcher.
Yeah.
Sidney Ponson. My God, I haven't heard that name in 20 years. He was overweight.
Ponson was a big hoss.
He was. I think it was more the hair or something at one point in his career. The Brewers compared me. They wanted me to be Cameron Lowe, former Rangers pitcher. If you remember, 6'8", different arm angles and everything. And then they eventually just signed Cameron Lowe. Like, we'll just get him because, you know, he's way better than Steve. So
why didn't you do what this guy Cody Ponce did, who used to pitch for the Pirates? He just went to Korea and dominated. And then all of baseball's like, wait a minute, maybe he doesn't stink anymore. And he just signed a $30 million deal with the Blue Jays, even though the last time we saw him pitch for the Pirates, he was hot garbage. Like, did you ever think of going the Mr. Baseball Tom Selleck route?
I did. There's videos of me pitching on YouTube that I pulled, like highlight reels that I pulled out that I was trying to use to get to Japan, trying to use my connections to get to Japan. It never worked out. It all fell through, but there's good money to be made.
Yes,
in
clearly.
Japan and Korea. So I did try a little bit.
All right, Steve, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.